Hi, this is John Seavey, author of Glimpse of the Abyss, and you're listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast.
These are...
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh!
End of line.
I'm not quite sure if we're going to get this on, but we can record.
Welcome back to the Gamer's Haven podcast, where we're getting it on.
Like Donkey Kong.
Says Ethan. I thought we were just going to record, so I'm going home.
Aw, thanks for all those new trash cans, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They can't, do you have them moving around on their own normally, or...?
No, they came like that.
Oh, okay.
I've still been throwing trash in them.
Must be sort of like those Roomba things.
Where'd you get them from?
I don't know. They were kind of outside the front door. One of them said something, and it seemed like a good idea to let them in.
Eh, well, you know.
Something about conquering and destroying, and I was like, better in than out.
That's true.
We always...
Seemed nice enough.
Well,
they unclog the toilets real well.
Yeah, but when you try to take the trash out, there's a lot of gnashing and...
Yeah. They're always telling us to obey or something. I don't know.
They're only like... Yeah. For trash cans, I mean, you know, they're pretty tall, but they're not that big.
They hold a lot.
Yeah.
I've been dumping stuff into that one over there for, you know, 2 weeks now, and I haven't emptied it. Anyway... What are we here doing today? Oh, yeah.
We're talking about online gaming stuff.
PDFs, yes. PDFs, PDF publishing, that sort of thing.
Or the downfall of PDF, potentially.
We're talking about PDFs and the recent hilarity that has ensued from various things.
Because, it's the end of days for PDFs.
Yes, it is the end of days. But we'll get more into that when we come back from the break. But, yes, that's what we're talking about today. And stuff. So we'll be back.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Ooh, me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersattic.com.
And we're back. And as we said in the intro, we're going to be talking about PDFs and PDF publishing because of recent events that have transpired that have sort of, you know, lit up the whole PDF market with various
accusations
and accusations and whatnot. Namely, of course, the act of
Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, Wizards of the Coast ceasing all publication of PDF products and ordering a cease and desist to all online retailers to stop selling their products as PDFs and also pulling their various stuff that way.
That seems pretty extreme.
There are a lot of arguments on sort of both sides. Leading up to it is they filed a lawsuit against 8 people for copyright infringement of the Player's Handbook 2. And
Player's Handbook 2 has already been pirated?
Yeah, Player's Handbook 2 was pirated. Was out on torrent sites about an hour after it basically hit the PDF market.
That's too fast for it to be just a normal person going out, buying the book, ripping the pages out, and putting it up.
No, they bought the PDF and then turned around and put it on a torrent site. So that takes 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's stupid. Why would you do that? I mean, those things are the PDFs that you download. Mm-hmm. Have a digital key imprinted in them so they can be tracked.
Well, I've looked at some of the legal documents that WotC has obviously filed for their lawsuit, and it names a few things that some companies do. I know Paizo puts for their anti-piracy is they personalize the file for you, and it actually prints your name and account number at the bottom of every page.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to hand that stuff out just to anybody.
No. And DriveThruRPG, and it only says DriveThruRPG, but I know DriveThruRPG and RPG Now are the same company, so I would assume it's the same thing. They actually embed they embed your account information on a single pixel randomly in the file. So that's, and these are the methods they use to track down the pirates, but yes.
Yeah.
But what WotC went and did is they pulled all their PDF stuff, and they've said, no more. In fact, let me find good old.
They're actually quite mean about it, apparently.
Or
what they did to the RPG people that had already downloaded it, like that paid for it.
They had until midnight that
mm-hmm.
that day.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they were going to lose it and not get their money back.
Well, yeah, what sort of give people some background is basically they told Paizo, they told everyone to stop selling their, basically stop letting people download their stuff from their site. And essentially what happened is you have, normally when you go to a site like that and you buy something, you get like 5 downloads of it for free. But say, like, normally you have to download it once, but if you download it and then suddenly that hard drive crashes or whatever, you're out that book, you can go back and re-download it. Well, with the way WotC basically did it is anyone who went back on to re-download their stuff, they couldn't. So it's like, here you are, you bought the book, and then your 4 other copies are gone. Since then, though, I do know RPG Now, at least, has RPG Now and DriveThruRPG have announced a re-download day for all that stuff. But apparently they cleared it with WotC to go get that stuff done, which is, it's very cool, very good on the part of RPG Now.
They're a good company.
Yeah.
They work very hard to make their customers happy.
If you bought it,
right,
you should have your downloads. Mm-hmm. Just stop it so that you can't buy more.
Buy new ones, yeah.
That would be the logical step, in my humble opinion, but mm-hmm.
what
do I know?
What in the whole process of the PDF stuff and the whole pirating of it is logical in the first place? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
Well, WotC's defense is, I've read some interviews with their CEO, Greg Leeds, and it says the decision was made as a strategic business decision and in a response to piracy. The piracy of our products was increasing at an alarming rate, and we felt that it could have a negative impact not only to Wizards of the Coast, but to the hobby industry as a whole. Apparently, the piracy became a substantial concern when we saw thousands of copies of our recently released Player's Handbook 2 being downloaded illegally within hours of its release. We cannot share sales figures, but I can tell you that we conservatively estimate that the ratio of illicit downloads to legally purchased copies was 10 to 1. So
10 legal copies to one legal copy?
10 illegal copies to one legal copy, yes.
Jeez.
And that's why stopping it is logical and fair.
Yeah, the way I'm looking at it is, okay, before, now you had the people who wanted to do it legally could go buy the product, and the people who weren't going to do that were going to go download it illegally. Anyways.
The problem is the only people that
buy it legitimately can't.
So where are they going to turn to?
Well, they're either not going to buy it
at all,
or they're going to find it illegally.
Download it illegally.
They better come up with something, because I like owning the book.
Right.
But I also having the possibility of owning the PDF for our computers.
Eric Mona over at Paizo Publishing sort of responded to this, and I'll read some of the comments that various other people have been throwing around because there was a whole response to this from the community. But Eric Mona pointed out that there are four groups of gamers, basically, four groups of people when it comes to gamers. Is you have people who buy the print product, people who buy the electronic product, people who buy both the electronic and the print product, and then people who don't buy anything. The people who don't buy anything aren't going to buy anything.
That's true.
So
you're not going to make any money off of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're pretty much...
They'll do whatever
you're looking at. You have people who buy the print product and the PDF, the people who buy the PDF. The people who buy the PDF are either going to jump into the let's buy... They're either going to be people who buy both the PDF and the print version, or they're going to buy just, you know, the print or the PDF version. Or now they're going to be not buying it at all, maybe. Because some of us don't have the space requirements, they don't have the money to shell out a full price for a book.
Not to mention those new digital books
are really nice.
Cool. And I would think that they would want to make sure that...
I like having a solid book in my hand to read. It's great. At actual game table, I love having a PDF because I have my laptop with me and it's fully searchable and indexable.
Yeah.
You know? It's a lot easier to find stuff that way.
Yeah.
Instead of flipping through a book. But when I'm reading it, I like having the book. But, you know, to each their own on that. But the... Wizards of the Coast basically doing this spurned other companies to basically show support of the PDF market. Like Paizo Publishing put all their Pathfinder PDFs at 35% off. Green Ronin Publishing put out the True 20 main book for $10, and White Wolf Publishing released the Exalted core book for free as a free download.
So if WotC's losing so much money, why are these other companies not losing as much?
That's not necessarily true. The difference is we don't know if these other companies are losing any money because they're not posting any figures.
My point is, why is it these other companies are not freaking out the same way?
We don't know that they are. The thing is what we don't know is we don't know what's actually going on behind the doors at these companies. They're not.
What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter. That's meaningless. What I'm saying is we have to gauge it on how they reacted in public. These other companies reacted in public by selling
Molly
Cook
PDFs, also discounted all those PDFs.
Making them cheaper instead of going, oh, we're going to stop everything. That's my question.
The thing is there's two common consensuses. There's two common threads of ideas on how to deal with piracy.
Right.
One is you make it to where the product is as difficult as possible to pirate, and if it comes up on a pirate website, you go after the person, and then you shut down the possibility of getting that product that way anymore. The other way is what you do is you discount the price so heavily on the object that is being pirated that it makes it just ridiculous stupid to pirate it when you can get it for so cheap or for free from the company that actually is releasing the product. And that method appears to work since the advent of being able to download just single songs for a dollar, and some sites as cheap as 25 cents. piracy on music has actually gone down.
Oh, yeah.
While piracy on everything else seems to have been going up through the roof, piracy on music has actually started to decline mm-hmm. because people mm-hmm. can get the product they want through legitimate well, means for an affordable price.
Not to mention if they...
I don't buy music anymore at all because give out, the Recording Industry Association of America. Mm-hmm.
Well, if they give out things like, if you download it, you can also get these free updates once in a while. You know, yeah. those cool things. So you download it legally, which is appropriate, and then you can get other cool excerpts and things.
See, the thing is I only own one book in PDF format I bought from, I believe it was DriveThruRPG. I'm not actually sure where I bought it from, but I bought the Shadowrun 4th edition
right.
PDF.
And oddly that you mentioned that, there are two companies, and there's Evil Hat Games and Catalyst Game Labs both have do something in regards to retailers and PDFs. Catalyst Game Labs actually just announced on April 10th that they're now offering retailers the ability to sell PDF and other downloads to their customers beginning this summer. Retailers will be able to register with the Catalyst Game Labs retail support site, giving them access to electronic sales listing in the upcoming retailer locator and other special services. Retailers will be able to offer PDFs to their customers using nothing more than a standard internet connection. In addition, retailers can choose to participate in the pre-order print and PDF bundles, getting access to sell electronic files at the exact same time Catalyst puts them on sale. Essentially, what that means is if you go to a game store and you pick up a copy of Shadowrun or Classic Battletech, there's a chance that you could also purchase or even just automatically get at a discounted price, mind you, by buying it at your retailer, getting a copy of the PDF.
You know what would be interesting to see?
Evil Hat does it as well.
I wish WotC would do that.
That would be interesting.
WotC has ceased all publications of PDFs, and they have no plans of starting up again at this point.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, we may feel it's ridiculous, but you have to understand, we have to look at where they're coming from and understand why they're stopping what they're doing.
As a consumer, actually, I don't.
Well, see, I do. I understand exactly why they're doing it.
I understand protecting your property.
The problem is...
But they don't have something to replace it. That's the problem.
Judging by what I'm reading and what the CEO has said in his 9-question email interview he did with some people... and WotC, anyone who reads WotC's interviews know WotC is very good at saying nothing, and this is no different, because you'll ask a question and WotC won't answer it.
They'll beat around the bush.
What they're beating around the bush is that what I'm seeing is they're probably thinking about going with some sort of proprietary software, and we all know how great they are with software.
Oh yeah, they do a great job at it.
D&D Insider.
Yep, D&D Insider. Great job there, guys.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's so ridiculous.
Here's the problem I see. I understand why they're doing it. I know exactly why they're doing it, mm-hmm. why they're doing this, because they feel this is going to be a way for them to reduce or eliminate the, mm-hmm. the piracy on the product. Mm-hmm. The problem is this. There are always going to be a group of people out there that are going to want something for nothing.
Yeah.
And they will find ways around any sort of protection that might be put in place.
There are people out there that will work their fingers to the bone to get something for free.
Now they'll do it on purpose. This action
is actually going to force people to do it. And it's like, back when 3rd Ed came out and there weren't PDFs of WotC books, people were buying the books, ripping out the spine, and then running it through a scanner sheet feeder.
Yeah,
and that's going to happen
PDFing
now.
PDFing it.
It's going to happen anyway.
How are we supposed to get a PDF for our laptops or those digital readers?
Right.
If I want to do a Kindles, 4th edition,
right. Yeah, I want one of those Kindles, by the way.
But you can't, and that's ridiculous. You know how nice that is for gaming?
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is overreaction.
Well, I think this is an interesting thing with how WotC was when... they started the 4th edition initiative, and they were like, you know, hey, we're going to embrace this digital medium and stuff like this, and now they've done that, suspended their PDF stuff with, quote, we do not have any plans to resume the sale of PDFs, but are actively exploring other options for the digital distribution of our content, including older editions. We understand that digital content is important to our customers.
Obviously they don't, or they would have had something already in the work. Maybe they do.
What I'm looking at with the statement and the cessation of their actual release of their PDF versions is this is a knee-jerk reaction. They saw the numbers.
Yeah.
They went ballistic. They went, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, they went ape smurf.
Right.
And their instant reaction was, close it all down until we can figure out a way to block this. And they're going to do that, and you watch. They won't come back out as PDFs. They'll be in a different format, probably a proprietary format, or the only way you'll be able to get them is if you actually have an insider contract and you pay for the book, and then you can only look at it while you're membership to Insider.
That's stupid, too.
They'll do something like this. But the problem is this. Electronic media has an electronic file. Mm-hmm. Anything that has a file that can be pulled, the source can be pulled on, can be ripped, can be copied, can be pirated. And there's no amount of technology that can be used to block. Mm-hmm. I mean, the highest security key, which is what, 1,024-bit key, which was supposed to be unbreakable.
Yeah.
They actually, a group of people broke it with 12 PlayStation 3s. They broke it in 6 hours. They broke a 1,024-bit encryption key. There is no security that can stop people.
No matter how much DRM, how much security you put on something, there, if you have 10 people working on security, there's going to be 100 people, that ratio, working to break it. And they're doing it, they're not being paid. Your 10 people are being paid, and they're doing it 9 to 5,
uh-huh.
or they're doing it, you know, in shifts, and they forget about it when they go home. But the people who are working to crack it, they're doing it because they want to.
Yeah, they're doing it for just the hell of it.
So,
piracy
is a matter of, it's a matter of fact. It's out there. It's going to happen.
Well, and piracy is a problem. We all know that. I mean, everywhere you go, you hear about piracy causing problems. But the thing is,
especially in Somalia, but that's a different kind of piracy.
But they have weakened the Navy.
That country hasn't been bombed off the face of the earth yet.
Give it time.
Well, I've got two questions then, or comments, questions, whatever. One, I don't understand why they couldn't have done some sort of PDF where you buy the book. For an extra $5, there's a PDF version with the book.
If you remember,
and you have an unlock code.
If you remember when they first announced 4th edition and the D&D Insiders, it was going to have stuff like that.
I would love to go down.
And then they abandoned it because it wasn't feasible.
I would love to go down to the store, pick up my book, and in the back there's a disc, and then I pay my $5 and I have. My second question is, okay, they come up with some sort of new format. Does that mean I have to download, or as Nathan indicated, do I have to go to D&D Insider? Do I have to download some new software?
Yes.
That's a bunch of bull. PDFs, you already have the software. Why do I have to pay more money for
other software? And I guarantee you, if they put out a proprietary thing, someone somewhere is going to make a converter.
Yeah.
Someone somewhere is going to come up with it within a matter of
days,
whatever.
It'll be days.
And it'll be, okay, let's convert it, and it'll be freeware.
Just out of spite.
Yeah, just because of this attitude.
It's not out of spite. What it is a direct reaction to WotC's reaction about the piracy. Basically, WotC threw a fit and said, "Well, fine, we're not going to allow it to happen anymore.
We're
going to take our ball. We're going to go home. And when we come back, our ball is going to have a chain on it, so you guys can't do anything with it." And the person that plays with it goes, "Well, all right, fine. You're going to bring your ball back with a chain on it. We're going to go get a pair of wire cutters and we're going to cut it." Mm-hmm. Now the ball is ours with the chain still attached. And guess what? Now that the chain has been cut, we actually have the product. We can do whatever we want with it. You can't stop us. The thing is that's the way pirates think. I actually know some people who do some piracy stuff, and I wish to God they would stop, where they actually crack products and then distribute them on the net. You know, I wish to God they'd stop, but I'm not going to just give them up because, you know, it's old software, like old computer games and stuff that
the privateers are going to be coming.
Yeah,
they'll get them a letter of marque.
It's old computer games
you can't even buy anymore. But the thing is, I wish to God they'd stop because still, it's an illegal thing. And whereas most of the software you can't find anymore, contact a lot of the companies like Electronic Arts. Electronic Arts was talking about an initiative where you could contact the company, and if they have the product available, they still have the code available, they will sell it to you in a digital download with like DOSBox so that you can play it. Which I think would be great.
I am just tired of having to download a different program
I mean, how many different programs do we need on our computers for crying
Exactly.
out,
you know? I should be able to take my laptop or the Kindle or whatever down to a gaming place and be like, okay, guys, I have these books that we can use, but in addition to that, I have the PDFs. You can search by the PDF. Hey, it's great. It makes gaming function great.
What would be great would be to have a specific, and they do it with USB keys. You know, you have a specific key that you use that has password or decryption on it, and you have to use that decryption to do things. Well, say you buy 4th Ed, the Player's Handbook 4th Edition.
Right.
It comes with a USB key. You pay a little bit more for it, but it gives
you
the PDF version.
That's what I'm saying.
And you can't, because the decryption key on the USB stick, you pop in the USB stick, look at the PDF. The instant you pull that USB stick out, you can no longer look at that document. The document does not ever come off the USB stick because the restriction rights on the USB stick keeps you from doing so.
At least
that'll work
you could
for
look
most
at
people.
It.
Now, that can and be cracked, but because anything like, can be cracked. But for in the long run, that is a good idea.
Well, companies like Evil Hat and Catalyst, I think, have the right idea of working with retailers. You know, it's like if you have retailers who are using a computer system to keep track of their inventory, why not, you know, it's like, okay, you buy the product, they notify Wizards of the Coast.
A computer kiosk. You buy the book, in the back of the book there's a code. You go to the kiosk, you
pop in your thumb drive.
Pop in your thumb drive, type in your code, it downloads the product with the security built into it.
Right.
You know, for the thumb drive, you know, onto your memory stick, then you take that and you have that version of that document with you everywhere you go. And, you know, I would not think twice about buying something like that.
Right.
And I think it would be something interesting for Wizards of the Coast to look into. Yes, it's still going to be a PDF format file because that's a non-proprietary format. Most people are required to have PDF on their computers because all generic documents are usually either done in a document template, a document format, or a PDF format because those are the two major standards for business.
And looking at their D&D Insider...
I don't like it. I looked at
How is this new format going to be... Is it going to take another 3 years?
No, keep in mind,
years?
They haven't actually said they're coming out with a new format. That's what I'm getting from what they're saying.
Yeah.
Or not saying,
What we're getting from what they're not saying is that they're not going to try it. They're going to do their best, their damnedest, to make sure that they don't release this in a PDF format that can be pirated. The problem is anytime you make a proprietary format, people who are disgruntled because of what's happened are going to do whatever they can to make a converter. It's like iTunes. You know, remember when the iPod came out? Your files came down in an AAC format, advanced audio codec format, or whatever it's called, right? Could only be played on iTunes or played on your iPod. Well, within 3 weeks of that happening, someone brought out a plugin that changes the AAC into an MP3 so you could play it on another MP3 player.
Sure.
You know, Apple went ballistic
and
sued the pants off the guy. And he's like, okay, fine. So he released the source to the internet.
Yep.
Now it can't be stopped.
Mm-hmm. You know how I said, you know, WotC doesn't answer questions. Okay. This sort of goes into what we're talking about right here. Here's the question that was asked is, what's your vision for the role of electronic media in D&D? How do you plan to get there, and how long do you suspect it might take to implement? What priority is this being given? Here's WotC's response. Electronic media will continue to play an even greater role in our D&D business as the months and years go on. Continuing to improve the D&D Insider experience for our customers and fans is one of our top priorities. Along with the rest of the publishing industry, Wizards is also looking into a new means of digital distribution. For our novels, we have recently introduced titles to Kindle and to Sony's e-reader, and will continue to add titles to those offerings over the coming months. You didn't answer the question, WotC.
So they are saying you could download things for Kindle, so possibly you might be able to download other things.
The problem with the Kindle is that, one, the screen, from what I understand, the original Kindle is that the screen's monochromatic. It's designed specifically for textbooks.
Well,
so it works great
but
for their actual their fantasy novels.
That's the first one, though. But
I haven't seen a lot of information on the Kindle, too. I'd like to get one because it's interesting.
I've seen some things. My whole point is not really the Kindle itself. It's just that... that's portable, and it's nice to have that possibility.
Yeah. But the Kindle also is supposed to be, the Kindle too is also supposed to be very, very nice electronic document reader. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of the electronic document readers. It's just some of them I don't like the size.
I'm just shocked again, and I shouldn't be. WotC does this, and I just...
Oh, yeah. WotC always has had this... okay, here's the question, let's not answer it. WotC does this all the time, and I pray to God that some journalist somewhere who has WotC in a live interview would actually call him on it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm calling on it right now, but I know they don't listen to our show.
No, they don't care about any podcasts, so
yeah.
They have their own podcast, which
Kindle
is probably...
The Kindle 2 is black and white.
Yeah.
It's monochromatic.
It is for now, but I mean, what I'm saying is in the future, if that grows... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so portable. I mean, that's such a nice little format.
It's thin. The problem I have is that, you know, it's just there's various different. It's tiny. You know, look at it. It's smaller than the average size hardback. And I understand that you don't really need a large thing for reading books, but you know, I like you know, at least
well,
half
but
the
just
page
for
size,
like
right?
a gaming table. I mean, it, well, yeah. you want you. okay, you're
as
not,
long as you can zoom in on the pages, I don't
the
mind.
Whole point is when you're at a game is you're not looking at the pictures, you're not, you're just, if you need a rule, if you mm-hmm. need to look up something mm-hmm. that it's quick. Laptops are quick, you know, you can just, PDFs are quick, you can search them. I love the books, I love having right. the books.
Real quick on a few things is with this, obviously we're talking more about the whole WotC thing here, and we'll move on into why we how we feel about PDF publishing here.
Why I love ranting about this.
That's fine. But like in response to the whole WotC thing is we have, and now I think this is just an amusing little rant by a guy named Ryan Dancy, who is former VP of Wizards of the Coast. He was VP of Wizards of the Coast when the third edition came out. And he said, this is a classic example of a death spiral. As things go bad, there are aggressive forces inside the organization, lawyers, commissioned salespeople, creative folk who feel stifled by history, precariously tenured executives, are increasingly able to exert their agenda. It always makes a bad situation worse, and there's no magic ball that would likely make the bad situation better, so you get a rapid unbalance in the corporate force towards the dark side.
The dark side?
Yes, he's basically Sweet. Is all doom and gloom about it, very negative opinion. About a total collapse and the game ceases meaningful publication and distribution at least for one gamer generation and maybe forever.
I kind of doubt that, but
yeah,
that's being overly critical. I understand. Uh-huh. I understand why he sees it like that, but he's still being overly critical. He's
death spiral. That's great. Yeah.
I don't think this is a death knell for D&D. I don't think it's a death knell for online publishing. I don't think it's a death knell for RPG publishing in general at all.
This is not a wheezing death rattle of role-playing gaming. I mean, it's just
if you finally pass the guy who's out on the street with the end is nigh sign, it's probably Ryan Dancy at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants his job.
The fact of the matter is this. One of the reasons why the numbers are getting so high on Dungeons & Dragons is think of it this way. Wizards of the Coast has worked very, very hard mm-hmm. to mass market and mainstream role playing, and it's finally getting to the point where it's not so much of a social stigma in most places to say I'm a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have the politicians and stuff who are absolute completely lost when it comes to stuff like that. But you know, more and more you encounter people who you never think of playing D&D or playing D&D. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law and her friend have played D&D for the first time. They love it. They'd never played it before. Mm-hmm. Never were interested in it. They thought it was a geek thing. And now they want to play regularly.
Yeah. It is a geek thing.
It is a geek
thing. And incidentally, you can go to our actual play feed on our website and actually listen to those games. It's The Lost Tales of Bashiro, just so you know. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
But it
doesn't have the social stigma attached to it anymore, so it's become more mainstream.
Right.
The more mainstream something becomes, the more open it is to people that are looking for it, the more that there are people who want something for nothing who are going to download it illegally.
Mm-hmm.
What they should look at is, yes, it's disturbing that it's being pirated, but what they should also look at as a point of pride is that there are thousands of people who want their product.
So
I
really,
they don't want to pay for it, which
they
sucks.
They should have put on their nice little pirate hats, hired a bunch of privateers to storm these people's houses.
And steal their computers.
I can legally do this, according to WotC. You just mm-hmm. broke into my house. Legally,
stab.
I can do this. I just stabbed you with a sword.
Okay. Now, in response to obviously in response to WotC's actions, several PDF publishers decided to show their support for the line, including Monty Cook, Paizo Publishing, Green Roni, and all that.
Which is funny.
Now, some retailers got kind of annoyed with this. I think this sort of bridges between our last show, which was talking about gaming stores in this, is you have Marcus King of Titan Games and Music on RPG PDFs. He says, "Dear industry friends, in response to the White Wolf announcement that their Exalted 2nd Edition book will be free on PDF, I want to know, can they please send my store 4 free copies of the actual printed book? I mean, if the PDF is free, why would anyone ever need the printed book? And although I have several copies on hand in stock at both my stores, evidently I'm just a schmuck for stocking this title. Golly, thanks, White Wolf. Now, to my dear and close friend Lisa Stevens of Paizo, a person I care about and a company I support, I want to say that in response to the 35% off Pathfinder books, Lisa, will you please extend an additional 35% off discount to your distribution and retail partners who carry and support your company's products? Now, to my friends at Green Ronin, including Chris Pramus, would you also like to drop the MSRP of your True 20 core book to $9.99 so that your distribution retail partners can continue to support your title and your line? And maybe it's just me. I'm a retailer. I just opened our second location of Titan Games and Music. But when I see the companies whose products I support and proudly tout to my customers giving special pricing slash treatment to a different tier, to a different tier or supply channel than the ones my company is in, I find it incredibly insulting. Now, let me be clear. I will still be ordering White Wolf's Exalted, True 20, and Pathfinder. I'm not boycotting anyone's products or dismissing their efforts. All of those companies and those products will do well in my stores. But I am insulted that my friends, my business quote-unquote partners, or quote-unquote publishing suppliers, value another sales channel so much that they would make a special effort to support that channel over one that I have worked in for 20-plus years and hope to work in for another 20. Like I said, maybe it's just me.
Maybe he should move into the 21st century, and unfortunately, it is a business. And I feel for him, you know, mm-hmm. I understand. But
right. There's also the whole thing is I know where he's coming from. He's mm-hmm. He's unhappy because his products are going to cost more than what people right. technologically savvy people are going to find it for online. The thing is he has to also look at the fact that no matter how mm-hmm. cheap it is in a PDF format, there are people who are always going to buy the physical format right. of that book.
I am
one of those people. I don't care for buying PDFs unless I need specifically a PDF for like quick sure. Word searching. I always buy the book. I don't like reading.
I think Mr.
on a
King
computer screen.
Needs to sort of sit back and you know, join the 21st century. But I think I want to point out something to people who don't know. Titan Games is a big reseller of used role-playing mm-hmm. products.
Yeah.
My rebuttal to Mr. King would be, well, what about all those used books you sell?
At more than the cost of the MSRP.
No. Not even that. Because he sells them at a discount.
Oh, yeah.
But he's making a 100% profit on that, where not a total 100% profit, but he's making more of a profit than buying the book new, right?
Of course.
Is he willing to take a section of that and send it to the company because they did obviously publish
the
game?
Originally?
I think it's insulting that Mr. King has decided to, you know, throw the gauntlet down and say that people are taking money out of his pocket when I think it's obvious that that's not the case. I don't think PDF publishing is ever going to replace print publishing. I think it will be a great supplement to it, mind you. But I don't think that customers are going to be less inclined to go to your store and buy a physical book if they weren't already going to buy the physical book. If they were going to buy the physical book, they'll go buy it. If they want the PDF, it might make people who buy the physical book also buy the PDF. But it's not going to make someone go, oh, well, screw this whole physical book thing. I'm going to buy a PDF.
They're too ingrained into it.
The same people who say things like that will, instead of going to your store, will go buy the book off of Amazon. And get it at 35%
yeah.
off.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
So
I just don't really see a used book salesman.
And then take that book down to the local store and talk about it with it in their hands.
Yeah.
I could see the people selling it for new. They could be somewhat up in arms. But
now there's an open letter to Marcus King from Green Ronin. Green Ronin Publishing from...
Are they sticking out their tongue at him?
It might as well. Here's the letter. It says, I awoke this morning to see Green Ronin called out on the front page of ICV2 as part of your commentary on PDF pricing. Spurred by Wizards of the Coast's sudden decision to discontinue all PDF sales of their products, Green Ronin announced we are putting one product, our 220 core book, for sale for $9.99.
Yeah, one. For
you
sale.
Ask, you ask, quote-unquote... Would you also like to drop the MSRP of your True 20 core book to $9.99 so that your distribution and retail partners can continue to support that title and your line? The answer to that question, sir, is no. First of all, the retail price of the True 20 PDF is $17.95, mm-hmm. while the retail price of the True 20 Adventure Role-Playing in printed format is $29.95. If we put the book on sale for $9.99, we would lose money on every book sold. If my distribution and retail partners need me to lose money on every book in order to, quote-unquote, continue to support that title, that's the kind of, quote-unquote, support I can't afford. Secondly, this is a temporary sale in response to ongoing events and changes in the marketplace. If you are concerned that a $9.99 PDF of the rules is going to seriously undercut your business as your price-conscious customers flock to buy electrons, during the sale, I would point to the 220 Pocket Player's Guide, which we've had available for sale since December 2006, at a retail price of $14.95.
Yeah.
Which
is what I would
put out to appeal to those very same price-conscious consumers.
Like me, who's cheap.
Right. I will also point out...
It's not just that we're cheap, it's that we're broke.
That there is that. I will point out that Green Ronin has, and will continue to, offer sales and special incentives to the hobby tier, and I know for a fact that you and your store have benefited from these because I personally helped you move stacks of books to your Gen Con booth in advance of our industry-wide sale on our D20 logo products.
Which the booth was only okay.
Yeah. So when I read, quote, I am insulted that my friends, my business partners, or publishing suppliers value another sales channel so much that they would make a special effort to support that channel over the one I have worked in for 20 plus years and hope to work in for another 20, I will let you know that I match your insult. I am insulted that you feel a sale in response to a marketplace occurrence entitles you to some sort of cut somewhere regardless. You characterize our sale as valuing another sales channel, but that is not at all true. To use an analogy, if you have a sale on your HD DVDs and a customer complains that they quote-unquote deserve a discount on Blu-ray DVDs, do they get one? Are you valuing your HD customers over the Blu-ray customers, or are you responding to the conditions of the marketplace, in which Blu-ray sales outstrip HD DVD sales? As Green Ronin's general manager, I reserve the right to set a price of our products as we see fit to engage in marketing and promotion for my company and our products. I don't attempt to micromanage our relationships with our distribution and retail partners, and I would appreciate the same respect. Bravo! Because, you know, anyone who listens to the show knows we love Green Ronin.
That is so awesome!
There's like... What's amazing is he did it...
Leather glove! Metal gauntlet!
Yeah.
Exactly.
He basically just shot him... His whole argument to pieces, and he did it in a very polite and professional way.
He did, but it is so awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing what he said. And the thing is every point that he had is exactly true. And, you know, it's a sale. One product. It's not even a physical product.
Yeah.
Right.
It's...
And the way I look at it, too, is print... Print publishing and PDF publishing are two entirely different horses. Is you have print publishing has a base cost, obviously, of paying a writer, paying an editor, paying a layout guy, etc. And all those costs translate over to the PDF side as well. However, then you get into the physical actual, you pay for the binding, you pay for the distribution,
paper.
You pay shipping, you pay all that, so you pay taxes, etc. Whereas on PDF, you don't.
Well,
so
you pay taxes.
I have a question.
You do pay taxes, but it is substantially less.
This is a side question. Do any of these companies do the print on demand?
Some people have. Green Ronin has started putting stuff that's out of print through become available through Lulu. It's their third era stuff, like the Book of Fiends, and basically a good deal of their third edition stuff is available as print on demand through Lulu. Monty Cook does it. Through them as well, I think. There are other companies. A lot of independent publishers do it.
Because I'm at Lulu right now.
Yes. But they do have Green Ronin products on there for sale, and it's the stuff that's been out of print and is not going to go back into print. So
Anytime soon.
But with PDF publishing, I think you have a great market for out-of-print stuff. You have a great market for new products that you can get for that immediate gratification, that immediate satisfaction of having the book and being able to look at the content. But I still don't see it replacing print publishing.
No, I'm still going to go down to my local gaming store, mm-hmm. Tabletop. I'm still going to pick up a book from Tabletop. I'm still going to continue going to Tabletop.
Yeah.
Even though Watsy's being idiotic.
Right.
They're being territorial.
Well, they're being idiotic in their territorialism.
Watsy is doing their knee-jerk reaction, and I think we've talked about that enough at this point, but that...
You can never talk about it enough, truly.
It's Watsy. I mean, we love bashing on them, but I also... goes back to... yes, Watsy is going to be the biggest target for pirates, because they're the biggest target.
It's like us right now and our ships.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, with the pirates vowing revenge.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Watsy hire a navy?
There you go.
I can't wait to see what happens the first time pirates attempt to move on a ship that's being escorted by either a PT boat or...
They're already firing on them.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I'm like,
yeah.
The U.S. Navy has large ships with large guns. Go away. Just
and WotC has large lawyers with but Hasbro the Navy logos has stamped on their forehead.
But they should hire a Navy. I want to see WotC Navy ships.
We could send them some of these trash cans.
Yeah,
we
have. They can show up at the pirates' houses, broadside it, and then move on.
There you go. There, I think we've solved the PDF publishing crisis.
Now, well, there's going to be lots of lawsuits afterwards.
Yeah, but that's not our problem.
No, that's not. They have the lawyers to protect them.
Exactly. They have the lawyers with the Hasbro
logo
stamped on their
But that takes balls, blowing up somebody's house.
Yes.
God, WotC, you thought of that's so freaking evil.
I mean, first they send people to your house with
guns
to make you play fourth.
Now they're blowing up people's houses?
Now they're going and blowing people's houses.
That is so freaking awesome.
Man, WotC, I'm amazed.
Suddenly
you're,
I
want to
work
awesome.
For Wizards of the Coast.
And eat babies. That's...
Well, I don't eat toast.
Well, that's true. If you're not going to eat toast...
Might as well eat babies.
Yeah, with dipping sauce.
Barbecue.
But I do love... I do, personally, I love PDF publishing. I think PDFs are a great thing. But like I said, I think it's more of a supplement to the print medium.
Yeah.
It's not a replacement for it. It's just like... I'll pull the analogy. It's like, okay, it's just like CDs are great, but they're not like seeing the band live. There you go.
So sometimes I sometimes like listening to the CDs on some of these bands better because they can edit it.
Well, then you like the PDF because you can skip whole sections of it?
Exactly.
Instantly.
But now I can't with WotC because they screwed it all up.
Because now we're
all pirates. Arr!
We're all screwed. Oh, well. I think we've beaten this topic to death for 40 minutes now.
We could do this for hours.
We could probably do this for hours, but our fan would probably hate
us.
Yeah,
I think he stopped listening a long time ago.
Yeah, probably.
He's probably dead.
He's probably dead.
Probably WotC blew him up with their broadside ships.
Or one of the trash cans guys.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
But yeah. Anyway, we'll be back after this.
Hello, Clarice. This is Professor C.T. Hulu. For our anthropology class, we will be talking about the lovely PDFs available at www.rpgnow.com. Of course, if you go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com, we get an affiliate bonus. It's so nice that way. So after you have filled out your lovely cards telling me about your next of kin and your deepest, darkest fears, we will have our first pop quiz.
And we're back, and today on the three-parter, we are sort of taking a free-form approach to it all.
Because we do what we want.
Because we do what we want. We're pirates.
Arr!
Technically. But we're not Somali pirates, so please,
don't.
The U.S. doesn't need to send the
Navy SEALs,
to
no snipers.
Kansas.
We would die quickly.
Yes. It would be a very, very short battle.
Yeah.
Very short.
Well, technically they wouldn't use snipers against us because the sniper rifle that the United States military uses cannot be fired at people. It has to be fired at...
they would just use clubs.
Yeah, well... No,
it would still be a short fire.
Oh, yeah. No, officially they could not act against us. We're on American soil. So instead they'd have to declare us terrorists, pick us up in planes, ship us to, like... Who?
Guantanamo
Bay.
Yeah,
and torture us with waterboarding.
Yeah.
Crap. It's all Ethan's fault. Ethan is a terrorist. I'm out.
None of us are terrorists.
But I'm not a terrorist.
None of us are terrorists.
There's a reward for that, right?
Not enough.
I'm
going to
be a lawyer, but
cash.
It's not the same thing as a terrorist.
It's about
contrary to popular belief. I know. It sounds strange. Anyway.
We're going to do three reviews.
We're going to do a couple reviews for you.
Because we do what we want.
Because we do what we want. And we're going to start with my review of Power Card.
Oh, of course. I mean, lawyer is going first.
Shut up.
He's a lawyer. Let him do what he wants. He'll sue your ass into the dirt.
Is that like a $5,000 or $10,000 reward? Or?
The review.
record our rants.
Well, I'm recording now.
But you didn't record all the coolness.
We don't have coolness.
We did have coolness, but you didn't record
it's
it.
Lost to time.
It's lost to time.
We don't have coolness. I am going to talk about
power cards.
The power cards that
you
Wizards of
that.
The Coast has just put out.
I don't think we can say Wizards of the Coast anymore.
Oh.
We have to replace it with something else.
Replace it with what?
Look.
I don't care.
I like look.
I don't think my larynx can.
Yeah, I don't know if I can
handle
do
that one. That one kind of
How
hurts.
About bagel?
Bagel. Okay. Wonder bagel.
Wonder
I like
bagel. Okay, you do that. We'll do Wonder bagel.
All right. Well, Wonder Bagel, aka Wizards of the Coast, has put out
Wizards of the Coast because I like bagels.
No, we can't say that anymore.
Well, Bagel or Wizard of the Coast, whoever you want, have put out power cards. Now, I think that they really didn't realize people would want these things because they just sort of appeared on their radar from nowhere, and it really seems to me that the cat is going crazy.
He wants the power cards.
It really seems to me that someone at WotC saw people were using these power cards a lot and then went, hey, wait a minute.
No, they printed them off at home. Yes. Brought them to a game.
And
they're
someone
like,
went, hey, we can sell those. And so Wizards of the Coast has obviously put out power cards. Now, right now, the only ones I've seen have been the core classes for the players, their Player's Handbook 1.
Did you bring some?
I did not bring them, no.
Whoa, the cat just killed one of the trash cans.
We don't really need that one.
Well, there's plenty of them left. But the power cards are in sort of standard Magic the Gathering style, playing card size cards.
They're not customizable and collectible, are they?
No. If they were customizable and collectible, I would not have bought them, ever. I would have said WotC is stupid and...
Wonder Bagel.
Wonder Bagel, right. The power cards, I bought the Fighter deck, and each deck costs about $10 at your friendly local game store.
Not a bad price.
No, not a bad price. They're good player aids. They are high-quality cards. They are not, like, the first thing I noticed when I pulled them out is the cards don't stick together.
That's cool.
So, obviously, Wizards of the Coast knows how to make cards. I mean, they started with Magic the Gathering, so obviously they know a thing or two about it. So, obviously they have, they set the interns loose to create power cards, and they actually did a pretty good job.
As many as possible.
Well, they've done a pretty good job, but they're a nice deck. The fighter deck I've seen has all the fighter powers from level 1 to level 29, level 30.
I'm looking for a picture right now.
Of what?
They are, for anyone who was wondering, they are standard playing card size, and each pack contains a good amount of blank ones that you can customize for powers that are out of other books or powers that are out of, say, third-party publications like Green Ronin or, if they would do 4th edition stuff, please, Green Ronin, do 4th edition stuff.
We need a good publisher for something for 4th edition.
Goodman Games has a few things out here and there, and then there's some Mongoose crap. But
we say shotgun?
Yes, the shotgun approach. But the power cards are very nice. I think they're well worth the $10. I think it's a great player aid. It's not something I would say GMs should invest tons of money into.
If you have extra money,
buy
a pack.
Well, if you have, $100 to drop on all these cards, go right ahead. But I think it's much more fitting for... Because I think it's much more fitting for players to shell out the $10
for
their character.
Yeah, because I can print free ones, like nothing.
There are places where you can go online and find free ones to the Magic Set Editor, which are nice, but...
Not as high quality.
Not as high quality, and...
Probably not legal at this point.
The nice thing I like about the power cards are they fit into a standard 3x3 card sheet. Yes.
That's really funny.
Yes. You can go find these at your local game store or order them online. I would recommend going to your local game store.
Never mind.
Yeah. they're good. I think they're well worth the $10.
Can't talk about that site.
I think they're well worth the $10, and I highly recommend them if you are playing in a 4th edition game. I think they're darn handy, quite frankly.
And they're definitely not on Paizo.
They're definitely not on Paizo's website for $8.99.
Not at all.
At all. In any way, shape, or form, you should not,
I am not
ever
looking at
go
them right
to
now.
Paizo.com
no.
and buy them for $8.99, plus shipping and handling.
No. Why? I'm not staring at it right now.
No, Jeremy is not looking at them right now. Or you could just go to your game store Buy it for $9.99 plus tax.
Instant, yeah, that's the instantaneous gratification.
But and they actually do have sets available. I know some retailers are putting sets together and selling them at a discount. So
that's cool.
But it's a good product, I think. So well worth the $10 to shell out for them. It's definitely helpful for anyone playing in or running a fourth edition campaign.
It's for the true gamer, not the casual gamer.
Hobbyist gamers.
The hobbyist gamer.
Uh-huh. Right. Moving on.
Or so it says. I don't know.
The review.
I'm actually going to do a review on Age of Conan, which they started doing just recently through GameSpy. They started doing a 14-day free trial. So I figured I would try it out because I'd heard a lot about it, and I heard they're changing a lot, so I thought I'd take a look. Well, I downloaded it, installed it on Vista so I could run it in DirectX 10, which was a big mistake because it runs like a flaming dog turd in DirectX 10 because it's not fully implemented yet. But that being said, even in DirectX 9, the game is absolutely gorgeous. I haven't seen anything that's as beautiful as this. I hate to say it, Ethan, but it is better looking than Warhammer. And Warhammer was really good looking.
Definitely not right on my machine then.
Oh no. No. I don't meet the recommended requirements on my machine.
Jeez.
The recommended requirements is a 3 gigahertz processor. I've only got a 2.8.
Go back.
Yikes.
Yes. Anyways.
Go back. Wow.
It's gorgeous. The graphics are beautiful. It's got really cool story. And the nice thing is unlike most products that are based off of
but it has boobs.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that.
Yeah, you gotta compare, the balancing versus the not balancing.
Yeah.
And the boobs.
We'll get to that.
But the boobs are a major point here.
Yes.
Because without boobs, what is Conan?
The game is not biased on sex for going
boobs.
Topless. So yes, you can run around as a woman with no clothes on.
And boobs.
And your breasts will be hanging out for everyone to see.
I certainly hope you can't run around as a woman without boobs. That would just be awkward.
Then no, you wouldn't be a
You well. Can't really even shrink the breasts really small. I think the smallest size roughly is what, like a B cup, and they go all the way up to massive to the point of not humanly possible.
Right.
Type thing.
So but Age anyways, of Boobs. Gotcha.
Age of Conan.
Whatever.
Age of Conan.
Anyways, going back to the game. There's an overall story arc that starts from when you start the game till the time that you finish maxing out the characters, I think is level 80.
Maxing out the boobs, right?
Right.
Do they level up?
The boobs?
Yes.
No, your characters do. I mean, you might be a boob, but...
Does each boob get separate experience points?
You guys...
Oh, we're dorks, but it's so funny!
Anyways, going on. There's a story arc that seems to go for the whole game. Anyways, graphics are good. Story seems good.
Is there lots of slow motion running?
No slow motion running.
It's not like Baywatch.
That's obviously a design flaw.
Yeah.
But anyways, combat is really cool. Combat is done completely different than any other game that we've played. You know, you hit a button. Oh, I do a move. I hit another button. Oh, I do another move. No. You hit a button. An arrow pops up. Press that arrow. You do a combo. Press another button. Another arrow pops up. Press that arrow. Do a combo. And you can, with finishers on combos, you can do fatalities. You can do cool things like, if you have a sword, you can impale someone in the chest, then use your boot to kick them off. You can decapitate people. I've seen people disemboweled. I've seen people had two-handed swords put through them, and then the guy roars and laughs in their face, then pulls the sword out and watches their body fall over. Oh, yeah, with the Herald of Zotli, they can breathe fire. So one of the cool things is you catch them on fire, and they start to burn, and they scream and run around and then fall over. There's also ones where you burn them with the Herald of Zotli, where they actually burst into flames and then turn into ash and die while they fall over. And
so you're disappear. Saying the game has lots of good knockers. The
game has lots of good deaths. There's the game... You keep going back to breasts. Are you deprived? Yes.
Well, I'm the only single one here, yes.
I just think it's hilarious, actually. So go back to the Age of Boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, Age of Conan.
The fatalities are something I've never seen done before in an online role-playing game. It's really cool. When you do a fatality, blood splatters all over the screen. So they've got some neat little effects. The setting is beautiful. The setting of the actual story setting is in line with the Robert E. Howard stories, the novellas or short stories. So it's extremely dark. The setting is not exactly hopeful. And magic is bad. And the only people that actually cast magic are Stygians. And just like in the books, the Stygians hate the Aquilonians and the Sumerians. The Sumerians hate the Stygians and the Aquilonians. And the Aquilonians hate everybody because they think they're better than everybody else.
Yeah.
But there's various different classes. The fighting classes are all cool.
Obviously, barbarian.
No, barbarians are rogue classes.
That's true. That does fit more with, yeah.
With the way with a barbarian is.
The Boobarian.
The Boobarians, yes.
We're like 12 over here, yeah, so, you know.
I'm beginning to see this. The various different... There's different sets. You have warrior sets, and there's three specific classes in the warrior set. Then you have rogue sets, which has three specific classes in it. You have priest sets, which have three specific priest classes in it.
So the barbarians are rogues.
Which is all done by the...
Stygians.
The Stygians.
I am robbing you. Here's my fist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me your money. I am sneaking. You can't see me.
Can you knock horses out?
I haven't seen a horse yet, but you know there is mounted combat, which probably means you can kill the mounts. There's crazy fatalities even on animals. I clubbed a crocodile because there wasn't any seals around.
Oh, well. That makes sense, really. We don't want to get foul here.
Well, you know.
One of the funniest fatalities I've seen, I've only seen it once, is it looked like my guy stomped on a scorpion for a fatality. I've only seen it once. I don't know if it was just me moving or what, but it looked like my guy went. And is so, yeah. I've had a lot of fun with it.
What's the questing like?
Questing is like World of Warcraft. I need my book, but it's right in front of you. Please pick it up for me. I can't lift my arm. You jackass!
Probably because of his boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the men have boobs.
Even his boobs.
They're far too heavy. He can't bend over. Its center of gravity would just totally screw him up.
Yeah, he'd fall down and he'd never be able to get back up. No, it's got the same ideas as the quest for like World of Warcraft
of Conan,
and stuff.
Where
you have the people
.
Like, go talk to Earl across the room, and Earl will go tell you to talk to Bob, who was the guy you just talked to across the room. And you do that for three or four
and
things.
Now...
I think it's because they can't move because their boobs are too big.
Yeah. Or there's things like, the one major quest that's like that is there's the drunken sailor outside who's been kicked out of the bar and not allowed into any of the bars, and he needs to talk to someone inside, so he sends you to do it because you're not kicked
out
of the bar.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they actually have reasons behind why people are the way they are. A lot of the quests are, go to this area and massacre everything in the area for me because they've done me wrong. It's like the Picts in the starting area are like the major bad guy, you know, little tribe guys with bones to their nose are like, what the hell did we do wrong? We were on this island first. You go like, rah!
Take
the bone out of his nose and go sell it for some copper.
That's so messed up.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a quest where you have to take the shirts off the backs of people who are homeless and have no jobs. It's like I need your shirt. The woman wants the shirt off your back. I don't have my money. Give me your shirt. That's the only clothes I have. Don't care. Give me your shirt.
Boobs. It goes back to boobs.
Yep.
Right there.
And two of the people you have to take the shirt off their backs are women. Unfortunately, one of them is hideously old and ugly. Thank God she has a spare shirt.
But boobs are boobs, you know.
Not in that case. But it's funny. All the slavers in the game. There's slavers NPCs. All the slaver NPCs. This shows you the
boobs?
Stereotyping. Yes, they do because they're all horrendously overweight. Sadur, just out of Sadur. Fat man, big man boobs. The guy on the boat, the black guy, the Numidian. Fat man, big boobs. You know, they're both.
I wonder
slavers.
If every character in the game has a boob rating.
We could probably create a chart.
No.
Take a spreadsheet.
We could come up with our own, you know, online game like that.
Age of Boobs.
Age of Boobs.
It's been very fun. I like the storyline because I like the old Robert E. Howard stories. So, I like the setting. Graphics are good. You advance fairly fast. It's not like World of War.
Warcrack. You
know, yeah.
Which should be World of War Boobs, but yes.
Yeah.
That would make it better.
That would make it better.
That, boobs make everything better.
I don't want to see dwarven boobs. That's just wrong. You're sick, man. Sick.
No, boobs make everything
sick.
Better.
Yeah, I really wouldn't want
bearded
to see
boobs.
Trolls.
It'd just be wrong.
No, dwarven women don't have
beards in World of Warcraft.
They don't have beards. Their boobs have beards. Now, back to Age of
Maybe
Boobs.
Maybe
you're I mean, Age
dwarves.
Of
yes. I've been thoroughly enjoying it. I got my wife addicted to it, too.
And the
now,
boobs?
Who incidentally has boobs. Yes. See? Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
My wife is non-preferential in nudity. She likes both sides. What can we say?
You wear the crocodile skirt, you have a really nice ass.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, it, you know, you got to wear something, because you're going to be staring at that for the whole game anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of the things that everyone always asks me. Why do you play female characters? Well, if I'm going to have to stare at an ass for 4 hours at a time, it might as well be a woman's
ass. Don't want to stare at a guy's ass. Sorry, not going to do it.
No.
Overall, I give the game a thumbs up. You can, if you do the electronic download.
I know, in this game, I might learn to run backwards.
Actually, you can run forward with the camera in front of you so you can watch the boobs move.
And then go into stealth mode.
It'd be hypnotizing, yes.
Yes. They're right now they're doing a special. They're trying to get people to join because
they dance?
Membership. Yeah, the dancing is really...
They have dancing, oh God.
No, the dancing is really cool. You know how it's just you have like one thing that they dance in World of Warcraft? You start the dancing, and then you press one of the attack buttons, because you have three attack buttons. You have an overhead strike, you have a left strike, and a right strike. And it brings up arrows, and you have amount of time to input that button as much as possible. When you input that button as much as possible, once you do the arrow combinations, they do a combo of dance moves, and they do all sorts of weird dances. I got my Sumerian to do the worm.
So it's Age of Dance Dance Boobs.
Yes. I've been having a good time of it. But anyways, if you do the digital distribution version of it for purchase, it's $20. And you get 30 days for that, which is not bad.
30 days of boobs. Gotcha.
Excellent, yes.
It wouldn't run on my machine.
No. Well, technically it would if you set the graphics all the way down. You meet the minimum requirements.
Then I couldn't see the boobs.
Yes, you could. The boobs were that big. You can't miss them.
I'll show them coming around the corner. Gives you time to
comb your hair and, you know, make sure you're shaved, because it takes that long. But, I'll show it to you when we're done here. But yes, it's interesting.
Online
it's
games
for 30
just
days
get
to see what you think.
I don't know. Worse as time goes on.
No, the Conan setting premise has never been a teen setting.
Because mm-hmm. I know
even
the game,
old comics were horribly gory.
I know the Age of Conan started out pretty badly, so I mean,
it
did not do well. So.
No, and they've made a lot of changes, and it is a lot better than it was when it first came out. When I beta tested it, because when I beta tested it, I thought it was the worst game I'd ever played, aside from the fact that women and
aside
men
from
topless
D&D Online, which was just retarded.
I never played. Oh yes, I did. I did beta test D&D
did beta
Online, didn't
test
I?
It.
Uh-huh.
That was horrible,
and it was awful.
We all tried it, and we're kind of like,
"Wow, this is crap."
The setting you're in is stupid.
Ever crap.
There are no boobs in Ever.
Game is stupid.
The graphics were crap, and they ran like crap.
I think I'll play WoW.
Now, what does this have to do with boobs?
Nothing.
Oh.
But anyways, I definitely recommend for people who are interested in a mature setting with
mature.
Yes, it is mature. And actually, that's one of the things I like about the players, is the players themselves are mature. You don't get like the whiny, bitchy crap that you get in World of Warcraft, you know, with the whole, your mom, no, your mom. It's like, oh God, who let the 5-year-olds on? Get them the
Smurf
off the computer. None of that. The players are actually
Is there any
preserved.
Parental controls?
Yes.
Because when Ethan downloads this, we have to turn on the parental controls.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes, you can turn off all the mature
29
content.
And I haven't seen boobs yet. Come on.
Bullshit.
Smurf.
No, I think that's probably all
right. I call shenanigans.
It's funnier.
You
just
have the internet.
Well, you're right.
I used to work in a pornographic video store, so I have seen boobs.
You've seen a lot, then.
But I recommend it for anybody who's looking for a mature setting with mature players, because the players aren't like the players you run into World
and
Warcraft.
And mature boobs.
Yes.
Did we mention the boobs?
But mature boobs might get kind of creepy.
The ones that hang around their belly button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I want to play this game anymore. She's leaning in all the wrong places now.
You can control your character's weight and stuff. It's funny. You can make a character that's big and fat and have.
You can make Jabba.
Jabba no Naba.
Ho 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 ho.
And we have derailed that far too much.
Put on some pants, Jabba. Put on some pants.
14-day free trial. If you're interested in if you've ever been interested or curious about the product, check it out. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? You like it? You pay $20. You play it for 30 days. You get bored. You don't play it again. You're out $20. You know, that's almost the cost of what it costs for a month to play most online games anyways.
Boobs. The review.
All right, so in my search to, add troops to my Warhammer army, and also not having vast quantities of something called money, I've been on the lookout for...
What is this money you speak of?
It's something that people that work have.
Oh. Don't you work?
I do, but you also, I also have something called bills.
Oh, God. I remember those. Yeah. Those suck.
So anyway, I've been looking for websites that have miniatures, war miniatures, Warhammer-esque miniatures that I could use to fill up my army. Because right now I have a dwarven army that I'm using in our Mighty Empire quest game.
And we're cheap.
So I've spent quite a bit of time online looking around. And I came to a site called blacktreedesign.com. And at first, I thought it was a scam. Just because of the prices. Started looking at it, and the prices are really insane, actually. Now, I haven't ordered anything yet. I'm going to hopefully order something this weekend. We're going to start with a low, you know, just a couple of figures.
We're
going to
do a test order first.
A test order. But they are a British company who have
that is not being sued in Europe, Canada, or
United States.
The United States.
And they have, it looks like, a distributor down in Texas.
And Amarillo.
And once you sign up for their site, you get the sell price all the time. Sell price ranges between 35 to 10%, depending on what you're buying.
Like 10 to 35%, really.
Okay, the other way around. Most of the stuff I looked at was
35%. Jeremy is still suffering from time distortion.
Yeah. But, just as an example, looking at the dwarves. Now, I need bolt throwers, because right now I've been using dwarven cannons and dwarven mule carts and
everything else to signify as steam
engines and all sorts of stuff. So I went and looked on their site, and they actually have tons of dwarves, and they have dwarven bolt throwers for $8.
Versus the $35 that...
$25 from Warhammer.
Yeah, the $25.
In addition, they have dwarven cannons, dwarven copters, not gyrocopters, because that is a...
That's a trademark.
Warhammer trademark thing. Dwarven copters. Dwarf flame cannons, which you can't, I mean, it's fire and you can't really. Catapults. Dwarf hammers, minor. I mean, everything. And all their artillery.
Great beards.
Great beards, yeah. And, I mean, looking at the pictures.
They're not bad. They're not the best models.
And once we order, because I'm going to order two bolt throwers. Ethan's ordering a little bit of undead.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see what these figures are. And next time we record, hopefully, we'll have said figures. And we'll compare them.
And I'll take photos of them. I'll post them.
I'll post
photos in the ID3 tags.
We're not looking for anything. I would not really recommend this site so far for individual like models. I would really go to like Reaper for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not something for character models.
Character models. But for regimental and for artillery, so far so good. And in addition,
they have
Doctor Who.
They have the Doctor Who license, yes.
Officially licensed, and they look pretty sweet. So if you like Doctor Who, go check it out.
Nowhere else can you get a Dalek.
In addition, they have historical minis. If you're looking to build yourself a Egyptian army, they have quite a few Egyptian models, which are pretty sweet. If you want Vikings,
they
have lots of Vikings. They have a feudal system. They have the Zulu War.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Zulu warriors. Who doesn't want Zulu warriors?
Their spears and their shields. Yeah. Awesome.
So looking at the site, it looks like a pretty good site. Some of the pictures are kind of crappy.
Well, all the pictures are really crappy.
Actually, all the pictures.
They're not very good resolution, so you really can't get an idea of how good the quality is on
But again, they...
Which is why we're just going to do a test order.
I like how you can actually pay with a check if you want.
Pay with a check, you can't money order.
And if this site and these models are decent quality, probably stick with them, because...
Now, what is the URL?
www.blacktreedesign.com/North America /home.
Just go to www.blacktreedesign.com and you'll be actually asked to select which country you're in, and
you
from
can do
there
that
it'll
too.
Take you to the main page. For those of you out there who listened to our last show and heard us drill on and on and on about Doctor Who, you can also even buy
a TARDIS.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Not only was it the outside of the TARDIS, but it also has an inside diorama that you can set up as well with the First Doctor, William Hartnell, and Susan, who I actually don't know the actress that played her, but...
Well, they have...
It's awesome.
They also sell paints. I don't know anything about the paints. They're called Cote d'Armes paints.
I know Cote d'Armes.
You know, there you go. They sell them. They also have a gaming club. I don't know anything about the gaming club. You can register for it. And then they have the premium membership. It's free. And that's a membership that gets you the discounts
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Now, I'll point out their site says that they don't sell your contact information to people.
But I would, if you have a secondary email address, yeah. I would probably give them.
If you're worried about it, go open up a free Gmail account or open up a free Yahoo account, whatever, and use that.
Now, I will ask our listeners if you have heard anything good or bad about them. Please mm-hmm. email
please
us.
Please let us know,
especially our listener out in lovely Britain,
and Blighty.
Eighth Pagan.
Yeah.
Because this is a British company.
Tell us if...
And I'd be interested to see what he has to say about them.
So far, we haven't been able to find anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just so you guys know, I actually have seen the Doctor Who miniatures up close. Because there was a guy down at 31st Century Games. I went down there to look through the Warhammer stuff. There was a guy that actually had a bunch of them, and they actually look really good up close.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So the Doctor Who miniatures are nice.
They're a bit more expensive than the Warhammer. They're Warhammer
fantasy,
knockoff ones, but
they're fantasy ones.
But still not that bad.
I mean, I look at the prices on them, and like right here, I'm looking at Vicky, which was the third companion for the Doctor from season 4,
uh-huh.
and she's just a single model. And her list price is $3.50. That's
right.
About the same amount as what you pay for a single character model
from
Reaper.
Well,
so the prices are not
here's
bad.
Also an example. Let's say you want to play, Lord of the Rings, but you can't afford...
These are all 28mm.
Yeah, 28mm. Well, let's say you can't afford the Lord of the Rings minis.
Mm-hmm.
I went to their fantasy section, and I clicked on Legions of the Realm. Now, they have such things as... The Forces of Darkness.
I just made that connection of LOTR, I guess.
Yeah. Or Forces of the Wizard's Tower. Horse Lords of the Plains. I want Men of the East, Men of the South, Men of the West. Elves of the Forest. I mean, come on.
Then we can get Cybermen.
Yeah, if you want Cybermen. But what I'm saying is, if
Cybermen?
You need...
Yes, they have Cybermen.
If you need...
Oh, you mean in the Doctor Who minis.
Yes. If you need...
They have the Mark I, which had like the cloth thing on.
And what I like is the regimental units, like under the fantasy dwarves, you can get 18 figures for $23. That is not bad. I mean, that's a full regiment. I don't know if that includes command or not, but their command is not expensive either, about $4,
mm-hmm.
$4 or $5. So buy yourself command if you need to. You could build yourself, it wouldn't be a
holy cow,
a army that you could take to a
tournament. No,
a tournament.
No,
but
it cannot be tournament based.
But for playing around the table,
they work just as well.
And they also have what I like is what you would might call D&D monsters, not true D&D monsters, but monsters that you may see in a D&D book. The cloaker, dragons.
Demons.
Some of the demons are kind of funny, actually. Let's see here. They have a monster list. I'm just going to pull up that. Asmodee, the fiend. Carrion crawler, a cave hydra, cloaker. Now, some of these minis, I got to say, are a little hokey. But not that bad. The djinn is actually pretty sweet. $11.94 for this giant djinn. Pretty kick-ass. Now, we may get these, and they may be, they may be...
Awful.
But if they're okay, I'll probably purchase them again. So, we will see. Feel free to check it out.
Definitely looking forward to them. I want to check them out.
Mm-hmm. For us poor gamers who want to play Warhammer rules... Just don't have the money for all the Warhammer minis.
Because unfortunately the Warhammer minis are very expensive.
Yeah.
there's not much we can do about it. I mean,
but they can be customized, though. That is, that's the nice thing about the Warhammer.
The thing is, I was looking at they're redoing a lot of the box sets when they're coming out with the new.
Are they?
The new battalion box sets, and the new battalion box set for the Imperial Guard, which is with the new models and stuff, comes out like this coming month. It has a unit command. It has a headquarters command, which is basically like your leader. Then it has a unit of 20 foot soldiers. You know, your basic troops. One set of heavy weapons platforms, which is 3, and one sentinel, which is like the chicken leg walker, and it's $95.
Holy
now,
crap.
The $95 plastic? They're all plastic. $95 is the normal price for the battalion sets going forward. That's no big deal. But here's where I get flustered. You used to get 40 Cadian soldiers, which were the foot soldiers, a tank, and 3 heavy weapon platforms for $95.
Well, maybe they're being hurt by the economy too, so who knows? But still,
yeah,
it's
painful because you lose 20 foot soldiers, and all you gain is the new plastic unit command, and you lose the tank, and you get one of the walkers.
Yeah, and there does come a time where you just can't buy all that. I mean, you start to look for alternatives.
Well, see, the thing is this: a unit command and the plastic set is $20. A unit of Cadian soldiers, which is 20 soldiers, is $35. A heavy weapons platform of 3 platforms is $30. And then a sentinel, or one of the walkers, is $20. Add that up. It's only $5 cheaper to buy it in the battalion box.
Yeah.
That's a little ridiculous. Whereas you used to get a $40 tank, $60 worth of minis, and then, you know, $60 worth of foot soldiers, and then $30 weapons platform.
Well, that's like on here, on this site, some of the historical armies I've looked at.
Yeah.
Let's say you want an Arabic-esque army. One of the things you can purchase for $135 is actually I think it's under the feudal system. Let me check here.
You're talking about the Persian army on foot?
No, they're not Persian.
There's a Saracen's army, which is really cool.
Yeah. The Saracen army here.
With the guy on
Warriors of Islam, because it is historical. You know, no, not trying to be. But they have army deals. Now, this is insane. All right. The Soldiers of the Prophet, you get 92 foot soldiers
and 15
cavalry. Now, I will admit, though, the cavalry they sell on here seem pricey. But I'm not sure, you know.
Well, when you add up the cost of how much each individual cavalry model costs, yes, it does cost more than buying, like, a unit of cavalry from Warhammer, as long as they're not metal. But the thing is you have to understand, even the horses on these guys are metal.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, looking at the Soldiers of Prophet, you get 48 infantry with spears, 16 with swords, 16 with bows, 8 with crossbows, 8 or 4 infantry command, 12 cavalry with bows, 3 command. Let's say you want that historical army. That is a decent chunk.
That's more than 100 models for 135.
Or the Sword of Allah.
Yes, all that.
My goodness, 45 cavalry. That's still, I mean, for all metal, those are. And they have other things. Like,
well, the cool thing is did you look at the cavalry? They're not all horses. Some of them are mounted on camels.
That is sweet.
Camel-light-armored infantry.
How about Invaders of Hastings, if you know what, you know, Hastings. That's 92-foot plus 15 cavalry. Again, $134.43.
Yeah.
That is not bad.
12 Norman cavalry spearmen. There's the Norman cavalry command, which is the 15. Puts it up to the 15. Norman infantry armored spearmen. Norman infantry gambesons. Norman infantry unarmored spearmen, Norman infantry archers, 24 of them, by the way, Norman infantry crossbowmen, and a Norman infantry command. You know, that's a pretty hefty army. You're looking at,
you have to remember, that's 107 models for $135. We didn't get anywhere near that many models for $135 from Games Workshop. And these guys are all metal.
Yeah, I mean, they may not be perfect, but let's say you want to build yourself a historical army.
They got good deals.
Yeah, I mean, so we'll check them out. We'll see if they're any good.
I'm checking out. Know.
I'm checking out the Vikings because I want to see if they have a Viking army.
They do have a Viking army.
Army deals.
I don't know if they have an army deal for them.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Arata's invaders, 136 foot for 134.
136 foot soldiers?
That is ridiculous.
Oh, wow. The Egyptian chariots look awesome,
56
though.
Armored Vikings.
Unfortunately, they
I don't even have to continue on with that. That's ridiculous. Now, this is with the premium account, but still, it's free to sell.
Wow, they have Sarmatian models. I mean, yeah. How many people know anything about Sarmatians?
You could build yourself some of the armies that Warhammer doesn't have, mm-hmm. and they have elephants.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You could build an army
and tons of chariots. If you just like chariots for some random reason, which I do, they have
because they're cool models.
The undead is pretty cool. Just looking at the picture, but
we may get
an email that says, "Hey, I tried ordering from this; they're total crap." Or we may order them and be like, "They're total crap." Or we may order them. And go.
Well, by the time this episode hits the airwaves, we will have already ordered. So,
we are
recording this, by the way, on April 15th.
So, 15 years later,
we're doing this on tax day.
Yes, we are being taxed right now doing this.
Oh, my taxes have been done for a while.
Yes.
Soldiers of the Great Siege, 92. Did you see the? Did you see the Trojan
Army?
We're such
dorks to do this, dude.
Soldiers of the Great Siege, 92 foot soldiers, 5 chariots and crew.
You could have the battle $4 of Troy.
Yeah. So if you've heard about this company, hey, let us know what you thought. But it's blacktreedesign.com. So
Achilles, that you get Achilles' chariot in that setup. Mm-hmm. The Soldiers of the Great Siege. That's awesome.
D&D, movies, video games, RPGs, finding it easy, just stay calm, VorpalNetwork.com.
For some quick, quick line from our foreign correspondent.
We have a foreign correspondent.
We do. It's 8th Pagan.
He keeps us abreast on all the things that are
happening. Does that really count as foreign or just part of America across the sea?
It is foreign.
I'm going to let him just deal with that.
Hey, that's what he gets for his whole little... Never mind.
For what? Being British?
No.
No, we should ask him at some point in time if he has a microphone to record his voice and send it to us so we can put it on the show so people will actually recognize that he exists. Or
yes.
Realize,
we do actually have a fan.
We have a fan.
Heck yes. Anyway, he sent us an email, said, hey, just listen to the latest episode of the show, which he believes that this is the, not the...
Which episode?
This would have been...
Previous episode.
Was it a good episode?
Probably not.
What, was I edited out of it? Because if so, it's a good episode.
No, I was edited out of it. Oh. That makes it a great
episode. Well, you're edited out of every episode, but...
Yeah, you wonder why people wonder who that third person
is?
It's
the episode he's talking about, I believe, is the... Let's see, that one just went out. The episode he's talking about is the Let's Get This Game Going episode, the one we recorded before the Gaming Stores episode.
Okay.
He said he should have been called the Podcast of Erotic Fantasy. Although your bath of Jell-O is getting a bit crowded, there are a couple of things that were missing: Angelina Jolie and some whipped cream.
Sweet.
As Paizo
okay,
versus
I take
Wizards,
back whatever I said.
As Paizo versus Wizards, don't really care. Not playing D&D at the moment. I feel burned out on fantasy after my last campaign and need a break. However, I will probably pick up Warriors and Warlocks from Green Ronin when it arrives. It's out in PDF now. But I'm not keen on reading it from a screen for extended periods either.
Not the only one. Thank you.
Now, he does say he did not expect, he did not realize that he expected comments from him on every show. and he's wanted to know if he's considered a contributor now, and more importantly, do we get paid? I told him that he gets paid exactly what we get paid.
Quatloos.
We will start sending you Quatloos immediately. But yes, you are now our foreign correspondent.
You do have to open an account in Quatloos. So I don't know if any bank will take those. Well, now with the worldwide financial crisis, they might.
They might. Yeah, we could register Quatloos as a
form of currency.
As a form of currency. But yes,
probably be worth more.
Be worth more than the American dollar. That's for sure.
No, I did some negotiation with him, and he is willing to be paid in Jell-O as well. So, as long as he gets the Jell-O with Angelina Jolie.
Oh God,
he's welcome to her. Yeah.
I don't really find her attractive,
but to each their own, you know.
Oh, and he also sent his well wishes for your surgery.
Well, thank you. My surgery went great. I'm back on my feet. I'm doing well.
And as I said, when he runs in slow motion, he sounds bionic.
I think he's a zombie.
Personally. No, I'm not. Where did you get that idea?
With the brain eating.
He was eating brains before.
I was eating brains before that.
That's true. Maybe you're always a zombie.
I was never a zombie. I just happened to like brains.
Great.
But anyways.
I've been putting a lot of the brains, the leftover brains, because you're kind of messy. I've been putting them in the trash cans that have been driving around. So.
They seem to like the brains, too.
They do.
Why
like
do they
the
keep
brains?
Saying exterminate? We don't have a cockroach problem. I swear.
Well, I'm hoping they don't
Unless
know
Jeremy's
us.
Been doing, like, irradiated.
That's really what I'm thinking, is Jeremy's been doing his experimentation again. So, dude.
Well, they just got Mansquito. They hit him with that
They keep zapping him, but then Paulita the Mansquito keeps hitting them with the frying pan, and they run away. I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of strange.
Rita the Mansquito.
They're not very good trash cans.
No, they're not.
They don't stay in one spot.
Yeah, and my cat ate one.
Well, there's tons of them, dude. They keep sort of appearing out of
nowhere.
I think
they're replicating. Do they replicate?
Let us know what we should do with these things. They're kind of creepy.
They kind of look like salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, kind of.
With a plunger on the front of them.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night, and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said, thought I'd